So Hugo Lobo, let me allow the official presentation from the paying agency RDP 2020 to share some additional highlights on the financing of the financial instrument.
I'd like to welcome all of those who have organized this initiative and, of course, congratulate the organizers of the FI Compass team and all the bodies and authorities which are joining here today. My presentation is going to be very brief, so I'm sure that we will recover some time. So let me just ask to initiate the slideshow, please. Next. So the Portuguese Fund of Funds, as mentioned by my colleague Rita, was created with the goal of promoting the support channel through the RDP, mainland Portugal, so contribute to minimize the existing market deficiencies in terms of access to finance and in the agricultural sector. So what are the main addressees or the beneficiaries? They are the agricultural holdings in, and when we're talking about the rejuvenating the operators in the private sector or the agricultural sector, they are all the young farmers and the companies which are dedicated to the processing and development of agricultural products. Next slide, please. In May 2019, when this process was initiated, the investment strategy foresaw funding for areas such as development and implementation of new business models, the promotion of pilot projects, the creation and expansion of the product and services development, improvement of the management of agricultural structures, and the strengthening of the positioning of the businesses in the value chain. And this last topic has been gaining a very big relevance within the Commission's concerns. As mentioned by Rita, after October 2020, there's been a change in the investment strategy and the support granted through the fund could now start being combined with other grants of the RDP 2020 and to fund working capital which are not directly associated to investment projects, or let's say the standalone working capital needs. Next slide, please. The fund ensures for each financial institution that we have entered the agreement with a guaranteed of up to 70% of funding with a cap of 25% of the portfolio per bank. The fund was initially created with an amount of 20 million euros. We can find in on the slide the exact figure, and approximately 18.5 million euros are funded by EAFTR and 1.5 million euros coming from the state budgets. If we consider a financial leverage of around 5.7 times, and this was the in financial leverage which was initially foreseen. We know that there is another leverage, but with this financial leverage, the fund which was created will enable to allocate to the sector a credit of around 103 million euros within the period 2019-2023. So let me enhance that. The current leverage is that we foresee is higher, so it will allow to really to allocate a credit amount which is higher than the one mentioned here. In this table, we can see the systematization of the different of the figures. So the contribution of the RDP of mainland Portugal of 20 million euros, the amount of the RDP, the available RDP for the guarantee loan of around 18 million, the guarantee rate 70%, the cap for portfolio guarantee up to 25%, the leverage effect 5.7, the amount of the new funding for the sector at the time, you know, when we the forecast at the beginning was around 103.7 million euros, management fees up to 2 million euros. Next slide, please. concerning the requirements for the application for reimbursement to the European Commission after the entering of the partnership agreement with up to 25% of allocations, we can ask the reimbursement to the Commission of the first tranche. The reimbursement of second tranche, which has not yet made. So the request for reimbursement implies an execution rate of 60% of the first tranche. The reimbursement of the third tranche will have to imply an execution of up to 85% of the first and the second payments. And finally, the application for reimbursement of the fourth payment implies the execution rate of 85% of the three previous payments. The next slide. Regarding the payment of the different different payments. The first was paid when entering the agreement, the partnership agreement in 2019. The second payment was made when the approval of the first operational contract, and the third and fourth payment are based upon the respective execution rate of 60% of the first payment, and for the fourth payment to take place, an execution of 85% of the first and second payments. So the state of play until September 2021. The payments made were the first one of around 5 million euros with the EAFDR and national components as in the table. So the payment was made in 31st of August 2019. On the 31st of January 2020, the second payment was made, as you see on this table on the right hand side. This amount was exclusively paid by the state budget. Let me give you an idea of the execution of the financial instrument, the situation here of 31st December 2020. Two payments were made of 10 million euros. The credit to final addressee, 7.5 million euros. The number of beneficiaries, 31. The number of jobs, 571. Let me stress that this information is outdated now, so I would now refer to the information disclosed by my colleague Rita, because it's a more updated info. The next slide. This is a very important point for us. The second payment, with the approval by the EIB of the first operational agreement, and minimize the possibility of having constraints in the rhythm of funding to the final beneficiaries. On the other hand, the second payment was exclusively paid by the national budget. There was a greater effort by the national budget, because the reimbursement of the AFTR will only take place when the first rule for implementing of the regulation implies that 60% of the first payment is carried out. The next slide. Let me refer to the roles. Of the role of the paying agency. In this case, the IFAP receives the request for payment regarding each tranche, and IFAP carries out administrative controls to validate the request, and on a later occasion, we will transfer the amounts. In terms of schedule and for these actions, the IFAP has 12 working days after receiving the request in writing to carry out the administrative control, and the payment should be made up to the last working day of the month, which follows the months when the requests have made. And IFAP monitors in available information, namely the one it receives from the European Investment Bank, European Investment Fund, the control and audit reports. We also analyze the reports, and we also carry on-site control, namely in banks, in financial institutions, so we do not control the final beneficiaries. Well, I believe that's all I'd like to show you. Thank you very much for listening. And again, apologize for having some initial difficulties in connecting. Thank you very much.